Organizers of the first annual Ian Tyson Memorial Music Festival in Diamond Valley this summer have added to the lineup of performers. The Diamond Valley Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with the town of Diamond Valley, is presenting Fly Spirit, Fly at the Municipal Reserve at 6th Avenue and 3rd Street Southwest in the community of Black Diamond on July 30th. Headline acts will be John Wart Hanum, recent winner of two Canadian Folk Music Awards, and Peter North's highly acclaimed Ian Tyson tribute show known as The Gift, featuring former members of both Tyson's touring and studio recording groups. Organizers have lined up a number of children's performers to begin the day, including Malcolm the Magician and Magic by Vito's Balloon Artistry, a variety of roaming circus performers and face painters. From the Cree First Nations, Jackie Sopet's Wandering Spirit Dance Troupe will be showcasing its jingle dress and powwow dances, providing cultural awareness with a graceful traditional performance. Sam King from Ride the Vibe will present his motorcycle stunt show to provide an element of unique excitement for festival attendees. The festival will include an open-air beer garden featuring beverages from award-winning local operations such as Far Brewery, Spirit Hills Winery, Hard Knocks Brewery, Twin Cities Saloon and Eau Claire Distillery. As well, there will be a variety of food vendors, featuring the Big Burly Chef, and local artisan food offerings from Black Sheep Coffee and Longview Jerky, among others. The majority of the festival labor will be covered by volunteers in exchange for festival entry, so those interested in helping can fill out a volunteer application at DiamondValleyChamber.com. Organizers are funding festival startup costs through a partnership with the town of Diamond Valley and corporate sponsorships. Anyone interested in learning more about sponsorship opportunities is asked to email the chamber at diamondvalleychamber@gmail.com. The organizers' goal is to bring together the community, tourists and visitors from surrounding areas for a day of entertainment, fun and local economic stimulation, all the while honoring the legacy of Ian Tyson, the late Canadian music icon with deep roots in the foothills, who died late last year.